This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. The Union Home Ministry's high-powered committee held talks with leaders of Ladakh in New Delhi over various issues. This is the first formal dialogue on key issues since violence in the Union Territory last month. A dialogue mechanism has been established with Apex Body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance through the Home Ministry's high-powered committee on Ladakh. Our Leh correspondent reports that Ladakh's delegation is likely to put forward the core demands, which include statehood and inclusion of Ladakh in the sixth schedule. India has achieved a significant milestone in global environmental conservation, moving up to the ninth position in terms of total forest area globally. It was revealed in a Global Forest Resources Assessment 2025 released by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Bali, Indonesia. Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav has said this remarkable progress underscores the success of the government's policies and programs aimed at forest protection, afforestation and community-led environmental action. He informed that India continues to hold the third position in the world in terms of annual forest area gain, reflecting the nation's consistent commitment to environmental protection and sustainable development. The country's renewable energy capacity has witnessed a remarkable growth, rising over fivefold from 35 gigawatts in 2014 to over 197 gigawatts today. This excludes power generated by large hydropower facilities. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said that the government has set an ambitious goal of achieving 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030. The ministry underscored that country's renewable growth story remains one of the fastest and most forward-looking in the world, evolving from speed to system strength and from expansion to enduring integration. Information and Broadcasting has conducted 493 outdoor campaigns and cleaned 973 spots and 104 vehicles under the special campaign 5.0. The ministry informed that during the campaign, 1.43 lakh kilograms of scraps have been disposed of, which resulted in generation of revenue of more than 34 lakh rupees and freed about 8,007 square feet of space. A total of 301 public grievances have also been disposed as part of the campaign. In the run-up to the Bihar Assembly election, political parties are making several promises to woo the voters. Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav has made a poll promise that all Jivika Didis will be given permanent government jobs if Grand Alliance comes to power. On the other hand, BJP has termed this a hollow promise. BJP's Nityanand Rai criticized Yadav's promises to Jivika Didis, saying that there is no substance in their announcement. He said these promises are meant to spread confusion. On the other hand, the Bharatiya Janata Party has asserted that if the NDA returns to power, the pace of development in the state will be further accelerated. Several former members of parliament are trying their luck in the upcoming state assembly elections. Many of these candidates had lost in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The BJP today hit out at RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav over poll promises by his party. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said Tejaswi Yadav has now started making statements that mock the entire electoral process. He said earlier Mr. Yadav had claimed that every member of a family will be given a government job. Mr. Trivedi said any sensible person can understand the absurdity of this promise. President Draupadi Murmu offered prayers at the hill shrine of Sabarimala in Kerala today. The president, who is on a four-day visit to Kerala, reached Pathanamthitta from Thiruvananthapuram and proceeded to Pampa, the base station of the hill shrine, by road. The India Meteorological Department has said that the low-pressure area over the Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a depression. An alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. In Tamil Nadu, schools have been closed in Chennai, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram due to the heavy rainfall. Meanwhile, the Regional Met Department in Tamil Nadu has predicted widespread rainfall in most of the coastal districts of the state for the next 48 hours. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin chaired a meeting with senior officials of the government and also conversed with the district collectors in rainfall areas over video conferencing. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.